Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Warwick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Howie Goss. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Campbell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Bruce. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Bob Bruce. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting second. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ellis Burton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. And now, play ball. Bob Lillis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Lillis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Temple is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Staub strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Fazio now playing second base. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Landrum is called out on strikes. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Rogers takes first base on 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rogers moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Santo takes first base on 4. Rogers moves to third. Williams moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rogers tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hubbs hits a fly ball into left field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Warwick strikes out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Runnels hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Bertel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Aspromonte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Goss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Burton hits a fly ball into left field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bruce fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Bruce is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bruce hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Landrum is 0 for 1 in the game. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Landrum for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Rogers is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Lillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ernie Fazio is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Fazio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hub scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hub scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0 for 1 in the game. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Santo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Santo strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubbs hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive towards short. Rogers reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 0-for-1 in the game. Goss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burton is 0-for-1 in the game. Burton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Burton. The throw from Campbell and he is out, Lillis applying the tag. 1 out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bertel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bertel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fazio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Ellsworth batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ellsworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellsworth hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Bruce is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bruce is 0-for-1 in the game. Bruce bunts in front of the plate. Bertel fields it and throws to first for the out. Campbell moves to second. 1 out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lillis hits a line drive into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Fazio is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fazio is 0-for-1 in the game. Fazio is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0-for-2 in the game. Landrum hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Rogers bunts in front of the plate. Campbell fields it and throws to first for the out. Landrum moves to second. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Runnels. Landrum scores. Williams moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Warwick is 0-for-2 in the game. Warwick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Warwick moves to second. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Goss is 0 for 2 in the game. Goss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Burton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub, who is chasing the ball. Burton reaches third base with a triple. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bertel is 0 for 2 in the game. Bertel hits a fly ball towards left. Warwick catches it and throws to home to double up Burton. Two outs. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bruce fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Hartman pinch hits for Bob Bruce. J.C. Hartman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hartman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lillis is 0 for 3 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Fazio is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fazio is 0 for 2 in the game. Fazio takes first base on ball 4. Lillis moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Staub is 0 for 3 in the game. Staub hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. J.C. Hartman now playing shortstop. Bob Lillis now playing second base. Don McMahon now pitching. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Landrum is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first, with McMahon covering, for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Campbell and he is safe. Williams steals second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Warwick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Warwick bunts towards the mound. Ellsworth fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Ellsworth. Warwick moves to second. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Warwick moves to third. Aspromonte moves to second. Howie Goss batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Goss is 0-for-3 in the game. Goss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Warwick scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 3-1, Cubs. Jim Campbell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campbell strikes out. Burpell drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Campbell out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and Houston Astros, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.